1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police removing barricades and dismantling a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of UCLA. ABC's Trevor Ault in Los Angeles with more.
Flashbangs being fired overhead. We've seen a few non-lethal rounds that have been fired at people. That's been few and far between. The noises that you're hearing isn't gunfire, though. It's meant to kind of distract and be a bit of a dispersal technique.
The police action occurring a night after UCLA administration and campus police waited hours to stop counter-protesters from entering that camp. That resulted in a brawl. Hamas says it is considering the latest proposal on the table for a ceasefire with Israel. The U.S. and other mediators hoping such a deal will avert an Israeli attack on Rafah. As a new U.N. report says, even if the war stopped right now, it would take until 2040 to rebuild cities in Gaza. Before testimony gets underway today in Donald Trump's hush money trial, there is another hearing on whether he has once again violated a gag order in the case. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Mount Horeb School Superintendent Steve Salerno credits the community for keeping middle schoolers safe during yesterday's active shooter crisis.
Had it not been for our community stepping up to the plate to help support capital and operational referendums that allowed us to install safety measures, including vestibules, locked front doors and the like, this could have been a far worst tragedy.
Law enforcement shot and killed the shooter, who was reported to be a student at the school. The U.S. House this week passed a bill to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list. It now goes to the Senate. If the bill becomes law, Wisconsin would bring back its wolf hunting and trapping season. Wisconsin has about 1,000 wolves. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Many municipalities and areas have embraced No Mow May as a way to encourage growth of food for pollinators coming out of hibernation. Julie Mazzolini with the Brown County Beekeepers Association.
No Mow May is really well intended because we want to remember that our pollinators need early blooming flowers. So we'd be cutting down and removing all the dandelions. We're removing food for them, pollen and nectar.
Check with your local municipality for No Mow May restrictions or requirements. Elijah Behnke announced his run for the 6th Assembly District through a social media post this week. Behnke of Oconto originally planned to run for the 4th Assembly District after he was drawn into it with fellow Republican David Steffen of Green Bay. However, he has since changed his mind and will instead run in Assembly District 6 against GOP incumbent Peter Schmidt of Bondwell. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the day off before facing the Cubs tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Milwaukee with a half-game lead over Chicago. The Brewers' Willy Adames with 3 home runs and 8 RBI in just the last 2 days on how his team is in first place when no one thought they'd be this good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, you know, we always been battling the whole year. We never give up, and I guess that tells you, you know, how good of a team we are. You know, we always playing hard, you know, battling and, you know, just trying to win some games. And for us to bounce back after that Yankees series, I think it was huge. You know, now going on the road, facing the Cubs, you know, hopefully we can, you know, go there and do the same thing.
NBA Game 6. The Bucks down 3-2 to the Pacers tonight in Indy. Dame and Giannis doubtful again. Doc Rivers on how Chris Middleton has performed.
He's been amazing. Chris was on both ends, played a lot of minutes, wanted to stay in. He gave us everything.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers developing later this morning into this afternoon and a few thunderstorms by later today into tonight. Rainfall amounts 1/4 to 1/2 inch possible by the time everything winds down late tonight. 58 will be the high today. Tonight, 49 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate a very special birthday. What famous bear turns 80 years old? Only you can prevent forest fires.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh and the Civic Media app. Beautiful, beautiful morning out there. 54 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh, 50 in Green Bay. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors.
Now, this is for a very limited time, but if you order today from Pella, you'll get 0% interest for up to 60 months. You only have until May 10th for this incredible deal, so jump on it now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envision. Would it make more sense in your home to go with black frame windows or white? Whether your home is newer, classic mid-century modern, or something truly historic, Pella's Design Works lets you virtually see what your home would look like with their new windows and patio doors before you buy. Vinyl, wood, or fiberglass, Pella has all the options to bring your vision to life, creating the perfect style for your home. Get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months if you order by May 10th. Certain restrictions apply. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWith.com.
Wow. Todd?
Print it.
Todd?
All right.
That's the
Kudos.
Best one
That's
we've
the best
ever had
one.
On
John's
the show.
Been doing it for 6 months. That,
that Pella endorsement brought to you by Aaron David.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Cold Aaron. Read.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cold read, and it's perfect after.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Aaron, it's so great to have you here.
It is.
How have you been?
You're doing some traveling.
Doing good. Yes, we were in Hawaii not too long ago with holiday vacations. We have another holiday vacations trip coming up to Italy.
Really?
Yes.
When is that?
To the Amalfi Coast in the fall. So
I would love to go on that.
Well, yeah, you would be perfect.
Oh,
aren't
my
you?
Gosh.
You are Italian ancestry.
Absolutely,
aren't you?
100%.
Well, you know what? I'm from Beloit, Wisconsin, a very Italian town.
Yep.
And there was nothing I wanted more when I was in grade school than to be Italian.
Yeah.
Because everyone in my class,
yeah. Cool.
Andreoni, Furboni, Pellegrini, and right. Here I was, Davison.
That's become a niche for you doing those trips, though, right? I mean, that's cool.
I did one
last year for them for the Brewer Spring Training. And
John gets stuck down in Bruce. She's out in Italy, Hawaii. John.
It was fun, though. I was back in my old hometown there in Phoenix. And that was cool. But they do a great job.
They really
travel.
Do. They yeah. really do. They make it so easy. If you want it. I've done trips where you plan everything down to the minutest detail, and you still don't get it as well as they do.
So. You don't have, as a host, you just go along for the ride, basically, and talk to people.
Right. Yeah. I'm having as much fun as everybody else, just making sure, to stick with the people who might be a little slower or, whatever was needed.
I remember I did one for Channel 5 back in the day to Hawaii.
Oh, remember you, maybe it's the same trip you do now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did that one, and we had these two wonderful Italian ladies from the UP.
Oh, gosh.
Both in their 80s.
So you were a rock guy.
Oh, Lena and I forget who to... And everybody be on the bus. It's like, where's Lena and whoever it was? It's like, John, I'd go knock at the door. Hi, ladies, the bus is ready to leave.
Oh, no.
Okay, Johnny, just a minute. It'll just be a few more minutes. It's like, and then I remember we're at a grocery store, and she's buying these macadamia nuts, and she had a coupon, but it's for a different store.
Oh.
And the girl says, oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. That's a different story. Yeah, you can use it, though. Just, no, that's an entirely different story. Where I'm from, they take coupons from any place. Go ahead, dear. It's okay.
Oh,
it's okay. They were phenomenal. So you always get a couple of those, though, don't you, on trips?
Yes, there's always. I mean, you just meet the greatest people.
Absolutely.
But yeah, there's some characters sometimes.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
So besides your trips and your traveling and what else you got going on? And you look great. So you're working out or what do you?
Yes, I have to. My husband used to own right, MGL God. Fitness. Yeah. So he gets after me if I don't get
down. Wait a minute. Did he own that or did Big Wayne? Because Big Wayne says he might work for him.
Oh, gosh.
Wayne always tells us about
Well, all I know is it's MGL, so that's Mike Gerard Lemire.
Right.
If Wayne tells him what he used to come on the Me and Vinny show or Me and Nick show.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And he'd go back and Mike would be saying, you barely mentioned this story. Because he'd be telling stories about his college escapades.
Right. Yeah, he's like, you're running nude down a street?
Right. Yes.
How is that related
MGL? How is that helping MGL Fitness?
Right.
You got hit by a snowplow running across the street nude. How is that helping our business?
Right. Yes. He was very focused.
Oh, he was great. So, Aaron, what the state of TV these days, okay?
Yes.
I was talking to Burke the other day and different people, and even we have Michelle McCormack on at times.
Oh, good.
They all doesn't matter who you are, you one-man band.
Yes.
They one-man band live shots.
Yes.
It's crazy the way things have changed in the TV business, isn't it?
Oh, I'm just so fortunate that we were in TV when we were.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the workload has just exploded. When we started out, I remember starting out in Wausau Television, always had a photographer.
Yep.
We had one story, maybe two, assigned for the whole day.
Yep.
There was two shows, you know, the six and ten.
That's it.
No social media, no websites, no other work to do. So, I mean, it was incredibly easy compared to now one person has to do shows at 4, at 5, at 6, at 10. They've got multiple stories to produce during that time. They have to populate the website. They have to do the social media and live shots. It's
crazy.
It is crazy.
And as much as that's changing in your world, and those of us who view that, but you do have some consistency. You still have Tom.
Yes.
You still do kind of news, weather, sports. I mean, that's been consistent. It's just that we don't see behind the scenes how it's so much changed. You're still delivering a good product. It's just, maybe it's tougher on the employees.
Well, I don't know. But I will say this. One of the real cool parts of TV was when you have a really talented photographer.
Yes.
And you do like a feature story. And you used to do some great feature stories and different things. And these photographers were just, they'd create magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
And that's a lost art, I think, those great editor photographers.
That's what you lose. You lose those feature stories, those stories that take more than one day to do the, you know, investigative reports. Those don't happen as often. And you see more repetition.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it has to be that way.
Well, they have to generate so much content. I mean, it's like almost 24 hours a day now for the local stations.
It really is.
And they're, I don't want to. John doesn't like when I'm critical of the media because I hate you, Jim. You're in the media now. It's like, I guess I am.
We are.
Anyway, it does give a lot of the opportunities. There's a lot of youth. Not that you're still young, but I mean, there's a lot of youth in your industry, unlike other industries.
That's true. And, you know, I sometimes think about that too. You know, things were so different in my day, you know, and they were, of course, had to be better because it was my day. But I think the people that are going into the industry right now, they're used to this. You know,
they didn't know any other way.
They don't know any other way. They're one-man bands from the get-go. Right. They've always been producing content for social media for themselves. So it seems natural.
Yeah, a little bit ignorance is bliss.
That's true.
But so we're talking with Aaron Davidson. Everybody recognizes your voice. And the industry is changing, but So how's your life changing? I mean, you were, how long were you on?
Oh, I should know this. 30 some years.
Yeah.
Let's see. I graduated from UW Stevens Point in 82, and I think I started in 83 at...
In Wausau?
Stevens Point.
Radio? Oh,
I did, yes. WSBT Radio. WSBT WXYQ Radio. So I was afternoon drive time, and I, you know, went to all the meetings. And then I went to Channel 7 in Wausau and Wisconsin Public Radio in the middle of that. It was a morning edition host. And then Channel 2... And then ended up at Channel 5.
You know, one thing, though, I will say this, because it seems like everybody I worked with, other than me, went that route where they went to school in Wisconsin, worked in Eau Claire or Rhinelander or Wausau or Stevens Point or whatever. But the state of Wisconsin is a really good training ground with these small stations for teaching these young people.
Oh,
you
fabulous. Know what I
mean? Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. And, I mean, in Green Bay especially, you've got an NFL market here. So for the sports people especially,
absolutely,
you get access that you never would have
absolutely.
If you were in a bigger city.
But you know what's different, Aaron? I remember when I was working at Five with you, and we had a reporter, Renee Riddle.
Yes.
And she would do these stories for Larry's show where she would go into the players' houses.
Oh, yes.
Remember
that? Yes.
That kind of access, gone.
Absolutely.
It used to be so different that way.
Oh, gosh. Well, we used to have players in the station all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd just see Reggie White in the station.
Brett Favre would come in twice a week. Reggie would come in twice a week. To other things.
Yeah. So you'd just be rubbing elbows with him all the time. I think I had Reggie White signed a birthday card for my grandma one time.
Absolutely.
I was just like, I can't even conceive of that today.
No. That we're talking to, I guess we're talking to some sports guy, but just the social media, they become their own media agency. They don't really, not that they don't need you, but they kind of do so much of the stuff themselves. So it's not new news when you get it because they've already done it out of their house or out of their bed or wherever they're.
That's right. I think about Instagram and Twitter X, you know, they're kind of putting everything out there and all you have to do is scoop it up off of social media.
Right.
Well, another thing though, too, we're talking, I forget the newspaper reporter. Oh, Pete Doherty. We had on the other day, and he says, back in the day, guys would say, hey, when you write that article, can I get a copy of it to send home or whatever?
Yes,
and I'll never forget a couple of times when I'd have, for my Sunday night shows or whatever, and guys would either bring in a VHS tape and ask to record the show, or remember another guy in our sports office, he goes, yeah, I'm going to be on TV. Yeah, I'm going to be on show. Can you record it?
Well,
you know what I mean? It's like, and now they couldn't care less and whatever. Yeah.
That was the bane of my existence when people would ask for VHS tapes. It was so hard to get those tapes.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah.
You'd have to go through the control room and get somebody to do it for you. And
I'd always try to get him to do it at home. You know, you'd probably be better off if you did
I know, but they didn't know how to, like, pre-program their VHSs.
Yes.
Their VCRs.
So the media has changed. Where do you get your news? Do you watch it? Are you, you kind of stepped away, what, how many years ago? I should know this.
Oh, four years ago. Actually.
Right.
It's
and
been,
I know,
no.
So I will tell you, I miss you, but my mother really misses you.
Oh.
That whole transplant and everything, she followed your career really, really close.
Oh, that's very
She
kind.
Says the rosary every day, so that helped.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she says the rosary because he's working with me.
Yeah. That's true, too. No, she just really followed your career, and I just wondered how you get your news now. Do you still step away?
I usually go online.
Me too.
You know, and do that a lot. But I do catch the news, especially the morning news. I watch quite a bit.
We got to send a quick break. Aaron Davidson, our very special guest, back after this. From you, I drift away. I pray that you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app.
Roy Orbison.
You love Roy Orbison, don't you?
I love Roy Orbison. That is, and he was Carlton, and Dan Reilly does a great Roy Orbison show.
Yes, he does. So. I've seen that at the Riverside. Yeah.
Aaron Davison, our very special guest.
Did you see
The Big Lebowski?
The movie? Of course,
oh,
yes.
Thank you.
I think it's funny that you, the guy that you're imitating is the bowler guy. That no, everybody does the dude, but
no,
you do the
Jesus.
Bowler guy.
Yeah.
You do Jesus.
You don't believe Ricky.
So why'd you do that?
I believe with you on Monday. Okay, I believe with you on Tuesday. That's laughable, man.
It's your time, Aaron. See, you should open up the door.
Thank you, Aaron.
Jim, you have to see it, so then you'll know what he's doing.
Absolutely.
I even if I saw it, I wouldn't know what it's doing.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's not exactly. I'll give you that.
Okay. She's nicer than I am because I'm like, I have no idea what you're doing. And I know the song. It's like, okay, that's the song. Anyway, what's coming on up in your life that we'd like to, you know, we think the world of you, but what's going on in your world?
You might have seen one of the salespeople from Channel 5 is waiting for a heart transplant. He's at Frater right now, a genetic illness. His name is Sean Karnuski. I'm probably pronouncing his last name wrong. Sorry, Sean. But there is a benefit for him tomorrow at Stadium View.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'll be there. Tom Zelaski will be emceeing.
Good.
I know there'll be other people from Channel 5, but especially if you're interested in getting those silent auction items. I think they have 100 really great baskets, and there's always great deals you can get at these fundraisers.
You know, and let's just be honest about human nature. You should go to those to support the cause, but there's some really good deals. I was telling Johnny, I know if I'm going to buy by assessing the room, not so much the item, you know, the snowblower and stuff. But if you go there and there's, you know, all these developers and presidents of banks, it's like, nah, I'm probably not going to win this thing. But I tell this story, but I went to one of those smaller auctions like you're just talking about. I don't even know what it was. I think it was a grade school, quite honestly. And there was a helmet signed by Rogers, Favre, and Starr.
Oh.
And then it was slow. I mean, it was slow, you know, $400, $500. Anyway, I ended up getting it for, I think, $1,100 because I went over, I think a lot of people, $1,000, you know, that's my limit. And you go over that. And then 2 weeks later, I went to the Green and Gold Gala, which you've been at that a million
that's
times.
That's huge.
That's huge. I mean, the whole atrium was full and they had the same thing. I mean, there's a few of those helmets out there, the same thing. And that one, and it went for $9,000.
And I was,
you know, it's funny. It was only 2 weeks apart, $1,000 to $9,000. I said to Johnny, I was going to run home and get mine and give it to the second place, sell it to the second place guy.
right.
But it depends on the crowd. And look, I know, Steve, I feel bad that he's having the surgery, but that won't be a... There'll be some good deals, I guess, is my point. I'm going to say that.
Yes.
Nice
well, and, that's
and why
what,
not?
You want people to come, and that's one of the enticements to come. But also, they'll be supported by family and friends.
Right.
And Sean wanted me to talk a little bit about my story. And we, honestly, I met him, you know, at Channel 5, worked with him, knew him for a long time, always passed in the halls and talked and, you know, just knew him as a happy-go-lucky guy. And then he takes me aside just recently and says, I want to meet you for lunch in Krivitz, and lays out the whole thing that he's in badly in need of a heart transplant.
So if he's at Frater, does he have the heart?
No,
he
is waiting for the heart.
Right.
So
and you're big in the transplant program, obviously.
Well, that donor thing.
Yeah. Donor,
go ahead, you
right,
talk
yeah,
about it.
Yeah,
yes, yes. Well, there every year at Bayview Middle School in Howard, there's a Donate Life Walk. And so I would do that in April. April is Donate Life Month. And so that's my month to usually do these kinds of things. But, you know, since Sean is a friend, I wanted to be there and help support him. And the whole station's turning out, too, to help him. And this is the most difficult time, I think, when you're waiting.
Well, that waits.
When you're waiting for the transplant.
How long did you wait, Aaron?
I waited. I got on the list in August, and I had my transplant in November. So I did.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it was a pretty short wait. I mean, sometimes you can't wait for some things, you know, for a liver, for a heart. There's not.
Well, plus with liver, I remember with Mickey Mantle. Oh,
yeah.
And it was like, there was like, why is he getting one versus.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Because he brought it on upon himself. God bless. But he drank himself to death.
Yeah.
You know?
And, yes.
But the thing is, why would anybody not be a donor? Why would you not be an organ donor? No, I even got, because my son works for a Ryan funeral home.
Yes.
And I told him, I said, I'm donating my artificial hip. I am.
Well, you can, I guess.
I am. I'm donating my artificial hip. I don't think people want anything else I have.
Oh, well.
I think it's kind of worn out. Wouldn't you agree?
I'm not sure.
Would you want my liver?
I'm not going to speculate on your body parts.
Hey, we got good news and bad news. We've got a potential donor. Oh, my God. Thank you. What's the bad news? There can't be. It's Mino's liver. Can I wait?
They can flush those out, you know.
Can they?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But
a friend of mine went through for lung. And it was weird. Really bad how it happened, but how they got the lungs.
That hasn't
it was
been that long that they could do lung transplants, right?
Yeah,
that's
fairly recent
thing.
So, you know, they put you under an operating, and something was wrong and didn't work. So he woke up thinking he had a new lung, and he still had
no.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there's just a lot that has to be right to do these transplants.
Well, there's been so many advancements over the years.
Yeah.
You know, I do a something for UW Health, which is where I had my transplant 34 years ago, actually, this year. I'm so grateful.
You were really young when that happened.
Well, you were.
I mean, you think about it. But you know what I mean? When you look back, now you don't realize that at the time, but now in looking back, it's like,
well, to be honest, I was 32, so
that's
young. 34, and you know how old I am right now.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think you were that young either, that long. I guess it was that long ago. I remember that. I think I'll give Channel 5 a lot of credit for, you a lot of credit for sharing your story.
I was so glad to do it because so many viewers were asking, what's wrong with her? Does she have cancer? Does she have AIDS? And something is clearly wrong with her.
Because the weight loss type things? What?
And my skin was turning green you know, that kind of thing. So, it was one of those things that we decided together that this would be a great teaching opportunity to let people know someone that they know is waiting for
an organ.
I thought
you brought awareness more than any other person could to the whole transplant and the organ donor.
Thank you.
Don't you agree, though? I mean,
I had a visible spot.
Yeah,
so
that's what I mean.
I had a platform to do that.
And I think sometimes it's unfortunate, but that's the way the world works, is someone very famous will get something. And Bruce Willis has this thing, and my sister died of that same thing. And,
oh, God.
And I think with him, I just think there's going to be more awareness and maybe more funding, more research, and that's what it takes, right? I mean, it just does. So
more awareness is all what it's all about.
Right.
More people will become organ donors,
right?
And more people will, sign their license and talk to their family about it.
I've got some really good friends. Their son was tragically murdered. Okay.
Oh gosh.
But prime of life, 23 years old, played football, really whatever. And I remember being at their house, and I was doing a story on them. And they got a letter in that day. They brought in the mail, and it was from the people who got his heart.
Oh,
that's nice.
And you want to talk about a touching thing? And sent them like a stainless steel heart locket.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, because there's such connection when you.
Oh,
there really is. I've never met my donor family.
Okay.
I did write them several letters, so not everyone is able to make that connection.
Right.
It's difficult, but when you can, it's really, really heartwarming.
Really something else.
Yes. Well, we're glad they connected with you. It's just great to have you here in studio and here in the community. And don't be a stranger.
You can stick around though, right?
Yes, yes.
We got Pat Tracy coming up from Discover Oshkosh. You'll love this guy.
This guy's awesome.
Yes.
Mr. Energy.
Awesome. Aaron Davidson, our very special guest, Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, coming up. Mino and the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay officials and members of the Brown County Tavern League are looking at the possibility of allowing bars and restaurants to remain open longer when the NFL draft comes to the city in 2025. A proposal before the Protection and Policy Committee would allow bars and restaurants to close at 4 a.m. rather than 2 a.m., which is the typical bar closing time. The ability to extend bar hours, even temporarily, rests with the state. State Representative David Steffen announces he's running for re-election in the 4th Assembly District. The Republican has represented the district since 2015, filling 5 terms. He says there's still work to be done to lower taxes and limit government. Fellow Republican incumbent Elijah Benke was drawn into the 4th Assembly District, but he's indicated he'll move to the 6th to seek election there. The 4th District includes Howard and Suamico in Brown County and almost all of Oconto County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW. News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Benson and Stabler still haven't kissed, much to the dismay of fans, but viewers might get their wish. The two staples of the Dick Wolf Law & Order franchise have teased fans for the better part of 2 decades regarding their unrequited romance. Mariska Hargitay says they almost kissed on season 24 in an episode of SVU, but the show's producers bailed at the last minute. When the actors saw that there was nothing written kiss-wise in season 25, they were surprised. Chris Maloney's character, Elliot Stabler, left SVU after 12 years. Now he heads up the cast of the show Law & Order Organized Crime, where there has been lots of crossover with SVU. Hargitay says it still might happen, but they want to hold the tension and do what is realistic for the characters, hinting that fans should not give up yet. There's always season 26, or 27, or 42. The show will never end. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers developing later this morning into this afternoon and a few thunderstorms by later today into tonight. Rainfall amounts 1/4 to 1/2 inch possible by the time everything winds down late tonight. 58 will be the high today. Tonight, 49 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Trump Hangover Edition. Crudy washes the MAGA out of his hair, and we take your phone calls. Devil's Advocates Radio. Back to the politics.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. The big poll, the Big Lebowski. Have you seen it? Yes or no? Getting close, getting tight. Too early to call. No, 55%. Yes, 45%. Aaron, you've seen it?
I have seen it. This is disgraceful.
Thank you.
Geez, come on.
You've seen it. Your husband, Mike, has seen it.
Well, don't.
I've made him see it.
Yes.
I'll put Mike's in. No. Yeah,
thank you. We've got Pat Tracy.
Well, I haven't seen it. My wife hasn't seen it. My kids haven't seen it. Put five for me.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
He gets angry fast.
Now you know how he got reelected so many years.
What? Five votes?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll write in votes. All my brothers. All my cousins. We've got Pat Tracy in Oshkosh. We've got Aaron Davison right here in the house.
And Pat, Trace, Aaron and I were just talking. We both watched your video. And, man, that's good stuff. You are Mr. Oshkosh.
Thank you, Jim.
I just
thank you.
That convertible, the wig. I mean, you're just doing it all right.
is that like every middle-aged man's dream to do that
and go to a drive-in with girls on roller skates?
Well, and I had Kate Voss posing as my ice cream friend at Leon's. Kate Voss is a local entertainer who is amazing, and so Kate showed up, and she's like a. She's got like a 50s vintage vibe. Mm-hmm. She runs a vintage store here in Oshkosh. She shows up literally like right out of a 1950s fashion shoot.
Love it.
And she's amazing.
Hey, when we come to Oshkosh, we want to go to that drive-in, but I want Jim on roller skates. I want him to wait on the car.
That's not going to happen.
Can we do that, Pat?
No, we are going to go with Pat. We're going with Pat. Go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry.
I wanted to do roller skates for the shoot. A couple weeks ago, I didn't start early enough and I didn't get skates. So if we order the skates, I know where to get them now.
Okay.
The girls turned me on to their secret skate source.
Okay.
We can set them up. We can practice a little bit and we can skate.
Excellent. And Aaron Davison said she would do it too, right, Aaron?
Oh, sure. All I'm a terrible, terrible ice skater and roller skater.
Me too. I'm not doing it. But anyway, I don't want to break a hip like John.
Pat, maybe Aaron can just be the manager or something.
There you go.
Pat, I was so impressed by your video, and I have to know, what is the origin of this? How did you start doing this, and are you doing it for, Visit Oshkosh?
Yes, I am a Visit Oshkosh ambassador. I just, Aaron, I can talk, and I get excited about
and
stuff.
Act.
And my, so... it's just what I do. I have a zest for life.
Well, you have a presence on camera, really. I mean, it's just magnetic. So I just love the videos.
And you want to watch more of that. Yeah, that was very good. What do you have going on in Oshkosh? I mean, it was great, the drive-in things. Are you going to be doing a series of these weekly, or what's the plan?
We do one a month.
Come on, pick up the pace. One a month.
I know. Well, I was supposed to be retired. So, Aaron, this was supposed to be my retirement thing. I retired at the end of 2022. And I was supposed to just kind of take it easy and goof off, but it turns out that I couldn't. And so 2 weeks into my retirement, I walked into the office of Discover Oshkosh, and I had known Amy. And I said, Amy, I think I'm an Oshkosh ambassador.
Wow. this is a true story. A lady asked me at the downtown garage, she said, I thought you were retired, John. I said, I was retired for one day. And this is the honest to God truth. Because it was going to be on my birthday. That was it. I left my other job. It was done. And this guy calls me. He says, Johnny, you want to do a radio show? Like, what? With who? He goes, with me. Yeah. Like, what? So I was literally retired for one day.
Yeah.
And this guy brought me back.
I did. So
he had a vision.
I did. Pick him up.
And... What I realized in my 2 weeks of retirement is that, there is really no retirement. Right? Because we're not retiring from life.
Right.
We need a new word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's nice that you've given your time and energy, obviously, to Oshkosh. I mean, and that's a great community. We were talking about, every EAA, but there's so much other stuff you have going on there. Well, what is going on in Oshkosh?
Oh, my Lord. So this weekend, if you wanted to come to an Oshkosh, this is a weekend to do it. Saturday morning, we're going to wake up at 6 a.m. for Bird Fest. Okay.
That's cool.
Saturday is World Migratory Bird Day. So we want to honor the birds. And we here in Northeast Wisconsin are a huge part of the bird migration. So this year, for the first time ever, we're going to birdwatch at Lakeshore Park, which is the park that used to have Lakeshore Golf Course. When you drive on Highway 41 through Oshkosh and you go over Lake Butamore, you know where the new Oshkosh Corp headquarters is? That's part of Lakeshore Park. And then the other part is the new Lakeshore Park, which I haven't even been to yet. So we're going to go there. We're going to bird sit. And I want to paint a picture for Mino here. Mm. We're going to sit. We're going to do the big sit. We're going to sit in the field, John.
Okay.
It's 6 a.m. We each have like a 6-foot by 6-foot square. And then we just sit, be quiet, and watch the birds.
Yeah, I can do that.
The be quiet thing. Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, you guys, I got to tell you this story. Yeah, so it's one time.
Where'd you go to school? Did you play sports?
Were you a quarterback? You know,
who was your coach?
You know who went to school there? He played for Wisconsin then for 2 years, then he transferred. Yeah, that's the way it would be.
But, Pat, I will tell you that I if this was your first, you're going to be surprised how many bird watchers there are in this community. I remember we did an event. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
How many there? People are really into that. They got the books. They know. Well, I mean, there's more than I do about that. But I just was surprised at how many people turned out. And then we had actually a dinner at the Comfort Suites that night, and it was just packed. And these are all. It was all birds. That's what it was.
This. I mean, we are on like the main migratory path, and so right now we've got, because I live right by Lake Winnebago, we've got those Mississippi River pelicans, which I just think are.
Right.
They're just so amazing. I've got some Cooper hawks. I mean, I live right in the city. I've got these two Cooper hawks that have nested, and now there is not a squirrel or a bunny moving.
I could use that because I built a bird feeder trying to track cardinals in my backyard. Have not had one cardinal, but the squirrels go insane on my thing.
And And I bought him the best bird seed.
I know.
Is cardinal.
Which is not cheap.
No.
Do you have a bird feeder, Aaron?
We do, but I'm afraid to put it up because of the bears.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You obviously don't live where I do.
The dentist just showed me yesterday a cub in a bird feeder. You know, one of those platform feeders? So a cub was inside of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that's, you know, our area. Plus, there's wolves and everything else. So.
Wow.
I know. It's in mountain lions are catching on cameras.
No question about it.
Yeah, so.
In fact, we had the people on, the girl on the other day from DeYoung Family Zoo up in Wallace, Michigan.
Right.
It was so awesome. She brought in a baby kangaroo.
Oh, gosh.
That she had a little pouch. It was the greatest thing. But she said, mountain lions, there's one that came right through their area, and it had a collar on it. The DNR put a collar. And the next time, there was like, is it like West Virginia or someplace?
Right. That's some travel.
They travel so much. I guess they're not living around here, but this is almost like what you said there, Pat, about the migratory thing. For the for the mountain lions, this is like from the Dakotas. They come right through here and then keep going south and east.
Wow.
Well, amazing.
I hope none come through for you, Pat, on your bird sit.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be a little scary.
Okay, so after we bird sit, then we move right into pre-Kentucky Derby festivities.
Oh, great.
Right? It's Derby Day.
Yep.
That's right.
So we're going to Derby all afternoon. We're going to find a place to watch the Derby. Now, I don't know. See, the part of the fun thing here in Oshkosh is we have, in downtown Oshkosh, we have the Dora on the weekends, which is the Dora is the designated outdoor refreshment area.
That's cool.
It's like Las Vegas here on Wednesday through Saturday. You can walk around with your open containers in the designated outdoor refreshment area.
Todd's giving the hand pump. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pump it up.
Todd's a big Dora guy.
You need to call it just Osh Vegas.
Not
bad. Like that. Todd,
that's good.
Actually a business called Osh Vegas.
Never mind.
Everybody knows that.
We have a sticker.
See what I deal like with him, this guy next to me? Pat, what else going on in Oshkosh? Because we're going to be making a road trip pretty soon down there.
Yeah, we are.
Well, so the fun thing about this Saturday is because it's the first Saturday of the month, it's a gallery walk night.
Oh, those
so
are cool.
You combine the Derby crowd with the fun Dora Saturday night strolling in Oshkosh crowd, and it's gallery walk. So we get to go into all the little art galleries and all the fun boutique shops. They stay open late, and we cruise.
People wear Derby hats. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Fun. I always like seeing that.
Derby hat. My wife's a little upset. She doesn't really have a derby hat. Yeah.
That's actually always been one of my things is to go to a Kentucky Derby.
To see that.
That's one of these sporting events I've never been to, and I always thought that would be kind of fun.
I think so, too. I actually have a friend who they're into horses, and so they are going to those.
I'd love that. Yeah. You know what? He had a Shetland pony.
I had a Shetland pony.
Did you?
I did.
You did not.
Actually, I had two.
I love it.
Lucky, you did not.
Lucky okay, and Trixie.
It. Okay, mine was Star because he had a perfect star on his forehead.
Yes, yes.
You had two Shetland ponies?
Did you ride him a lot?
We had him on a pony cart, you know, so we... Like we hooked him up to a cart, and
they pulled you. See, I rode mine. We rode with a saddle, and we rode it. Oh. Shetland pony. They're strong. Those are strong horses.
Did you have a Shetland pony?
No, but I want to live in a pony country.
There you go. Well, what a day in Oshkosh. That's gonna be a lot of fun. And there's more.
I gotta tell Mino
about.
There's
more.
Okay, go ahead.
Sunday morning, we wake up, and it's the Mid Wisconsin Woodcarvers and Pyrographers. Annual show at the Oshkosh Convention Center, 70 artisans in wood with their wares for sale.
Love to see that. I'd love to see that.
Chainsaws. I
hope somebody's going to do a live demonstration because to watch somebody, they just take this big old log and all of a sudden it becomes a bear and they just do it by sight. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So we're going to be having that on Sunday all day. It's like $5 to get in. I mean, does that sound like a fun weekend?
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
What?
It really
good
does.
Things in Oshkosh.
Oh gosh, my husband would be totally into it. We might be heading to Oshkosh on Sunday. Just
we're in Madison. Johnny and I are in Madison because there's an awards dinner that we're going to with Civic Media, and maybe on the way home, Johnny, we're going to drive through Oshkosh.
I think we should stop.
I think we're going to stop in there. We can make that work.
That'd be fun.
That's going to be great.
The awards dinner on Saturday night.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Saturday night is the awards.
Yeah. So
you guys not saying we're going
to
win.
No, we're going just to see how it is to win an award, and then we'll win one next year. Well, what a weekend, Pat. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's really cool what you're doing.
Oshkosh has it going on.
Yeah. Those videos are great. I mean, you do, like Aaron said, and you know, hearing it from Aaron is probably hearing it from the best, that you do have a presence on video, and I think that's cool that you connect with your listener or your audience because I got a big kick out of that.
Thank you so much. So, Aaron, what are you doing now?
I am doing a lot of nothing.
Traveling the world for box travel.
I travel. I do some volunteer work, and I lately have been editing a book for a friend of mine who's has a book coming out soon on Wisconsin harbor towns.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so that will be look for that. Lori Helke is the author, and it will be just kind of a guide to all harbor towns in Wisconsin,
like Two Rivers.
Two Rivers is there. Sure. Milwaukee, Green Bay, you know, all the way up to
Superior.
And you're amazed at how many there are, right? I mean, we are kind of not surrounded by water, but there's a lot of water around here.
Yeah. So those are the things I've been doing.
Oh, cool. I'm thinking Aaron should be the Pat Tracy of Green Bay.
I agree.
I'm just saying, right?
Totally agree.
You guys
agree.
Can work together, do some.
Totally agree.
Yep, right. Two-person
totally
stuff.
Agree. Or just the North Country where you're living now.
Oh, sure.
Up that way with some of those people. There's some characters up there.
I would say so. Yeah.
How far up north are you, Aaron?
I'm in Wausaukee on the Menominee River.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I know, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful country. I'm fortunate to be there, just north of Crivitz, near Amberg. And
love that country. Yeah. Love it.
A little too far off the grid for me. You know, I like living in the hood, but someday I'm going
I thought we were going to start up a compound off the grid.
I want to say that someday I will, but not today.
Yes,
Jim and I are opening up a compound off the grid.
We are. Where it's going to be, it's...
In the UP.
We'll give you some details. It's going to be the UP. It's going to be...
He wants to grow weed.
I was getting to that.
Jim wants to grow weed.
But you're gonna park your cars like not on on the compound, and then you're gonna have golf carts. So it's gonna be nice and quiet, and it's gonna be great. And
sounds
it's gonna
nice.
And we're gonna have some rule. It's gonna be one community, but there's gonna be a weed garden there. It's legal. It's legal.
It's totally legal.
It is. Yeah. It's totally legal. So all right, that's.
I know you guys don't do that in Oshkosh, Pat.
Of course not.
The only time Pat's been speechless.
Can I come up and visit the compound?
Absolutely.
Spend the night.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Great stuff. Can't wait to come down and go around Oshkosh with you.
All right. We'll see you on Sunday.
Appreciate everything you do.
See you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. You got to check out his videos. They're great. Really, really good
they
stuff.
Really are.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mono and the Mayor here on a great Thursday morning. Aaron Davison, our very special guest. Could you drive down from Waukee every day for us?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. I might want to. I think I'd be better off staying overnight here.
We got yeah. showers here. We got the
I
whole thing.
I did see when I use right. the bathroom, there's a shower in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, you can do that. Todd? You okay with that?
We'll work it out.
Okay, thank you, Todd.
But you can't stay during the NFL draft because we're going to rent it out. We need to make a little cash.
Yeah. Yes. So oh, you get big money for that. Watch out for the equipment, though.
Right. You know, I bet you could rent out your place. Even being in Waukee-ish, people would drive that far.
I gave some thought to it. Yeah. I'm sure Door County people are going to be renting out.
Some of
out.
Them
yeah.
are. The price right now is $5,000 a night for some places.
Wow.
A night.
Crazy.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm talking. We had a guy on our show that he does that. He's not Airbnb. He's not VBRO. He's his own. But and I'm like, what makes you different? And he just really vets the tenant.
Oh.
And he gets the insurance for you. He does everything. And now he does charge 25%.
Yeah. Well.
Right.
But he handles the whole
everything.
Thing.
Everything.
Hands right. off for the people.
But he does come into your house and say, look, you got to clean this closet off. Because you know, some people, you just can't move into a house that's living.
It's like take your valuables, put them in one room, have a special
well, yes.
lock.
Right.
Those kind of things.
Yeah.
So, And I live in Astor Park, and there's some neighbors are really talking seriously about it. And because we're, you know, 3 miles from the stadium, but there's a lot of things that are going to be going on downtown. Schreiber across the street is hosting an event. And, you know, the mayor's talked about a little bit having maybe Wednesday, because it really kicks off Thursday night. They're going to be there. But maybe Wednesday on the waterfront. So down here we could do some cool things. But, you know, it'd be great to get that, like the glam band or some feature or, you know. Big Mouth or some of our local Johnny Wad, you know, some good bands here in Green Bay because the Packers are going to be doing some things. Aaron Popke was on yesterday. You know, they're going to be bringing in some top name entertainment and, you know, they can afford it and they should, but I don't know. I think we could have a lot of fun with that. So,
oh my gosh. I can't even imagine all these people descending on Green Bay.
Remember you and I being at the Super Bowl together?
Oh gosh. Yes.
Which one?
New Orleans.
Oh, that was, That was a crazy one.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
I mean, I remember Roz telling me about his hotel room. There's like bloodstains on the floor. There's an empty liquor bottle under the bed.
There was really not a lot of accommodations to be had. So you had to take, I think he said there was a mattress in the middle of the hall.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, just.
Do you remember what Burke and I ended up doing?
Wow.
Ended up sleeping in the place where we were all editing videos.
In the live bed. We had to sleep in the van.
Yeah.
When we came to your room to shower, remember?
Right. I was the only woman down there. And so I had my own room and a shower. So they came to my room.
We were literally sleeping in a van with no blankets, no nothing, or sport coats for like blankets.
Yes.
It was crazy. Then do you remember the night when Larry had an altercation? Remember that one?
Yes.
And he goes, listen, you got to do the 10. I'm like, why? What's wrong? I'm too pissed off.
Well, Larry and I ad-libbed this whole show that was, I think, going to be half an hour. And we were feeling so great about how well it went.
Yeah.
And then we came back to the compound and no one would meet our eyes. We thought, what is happening here? Someone had accidentally erased most of his stories.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was going to have to reconstruct.
Right.
So he went a little ballistic, which I probably would too.
Right. Yeah.
And with all
I just guess this. So Murphy always tells a story because Murph was down there.
Oh, okay. Gosh. Yeah,
and he's driving
right
on the street and he says, he sees this one guy like going back, like on the sidewalk. He goes, well, you look at that guy. He turns, that's Larry.
But with all that said, Johnny and I have talked about this, but the Super Bowl should be in New Orleans every year.
Absolutely.
That is just the best city. I chaperoned, I've been there many times, but I took the high school, Don and I took the high school band of Notre Dame down there for their, you know, class trip.
Oh, fun.
Just everything was great. Just everything about that city. It's
yes,
so walkable.
So
and
much
so
to
education.
Do. Such great food, history. A lot of history.
And really, that's something we said for Southern hospitality.
Yes.
I mean, just one person's nicer than the next.
Completely agree. Dallas, I thought, was a disaster. And not just because of the weather.
The weather was bad.
Horrible.
But yeah.
The stadium was like an hour away from,
yeah, from
it,
downtown.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? So because of the weather, I kept wanting to do the Fort Worth story and do the, you know, the stockyard run that down the street. And they didn't have it every day because of
the weather.
Because of the weather. And
they had no salt, no sand,
and
no
cabs,
nothing.
The cabs went on strike.
Yeah.
Right. The cabs were on strike.
Yeah,
there was no. I called every day about getting the, you know, the cows down the road. And then she said, well, that wouldn't be very fair to the cows now, would it?
Maybe all the weather.
That's a revelation to Wisconsin.
You know what my
cows.
Favorite thing was, though, in New Orleans? We went over to Keele, Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know, for Brett's hometown. And we stopped at some tiny little roadside cafe and had the shrimp po' boy and some kind of gumbo. It's like the greatest food I've ever tasted
it
in
is.
My life.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
The most polite waitress
aren't
who had
they?
To be 86 years old.
Right.
And the same thing. You, hey, boys, I'm going to give you that. I mean, it was like wonderful. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree. I always tell people that after being in New Orleans.
Todd
and
used to live there in Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
but the food was just amazing, wasn't it, though?
It is.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to be in Marquette in pretty soon. They
what?
They have a New Orleans restaurant up there.
In Marquette?
In Marquette. I was going to try it
you
out.
You know, that will be fun. They tried one here, but then it didn't work. Remember that on the corner?
Yes,
but it wasn't,
I do.
That was great food because we used to go there. But I think the management was like not good.
Right.
But
yeah.
The chef was good. He was great. Or she was great.
Well, do you know Chef Ace? He comes on our show and he does. He's from New Orleans or from
he's from Mississippi.
Small town in Mississippi or Louisiana.
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 And he does Creole cooking. It's phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah. He said there's a difference between Cajun and Creole. He does Creole.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He's on TV every Saturday on like
a cooking show
that nobody watches. But like I'm 14 or 20, 32 or
oh
something.
My God.
You know.
We'll look for it.
What was that? Everybody, I know
Jim,
so many
I have
people
never,
that watch that.
Jim, I'm going to have a birthday present for you on your birthday, and you are going to have to eat your words.
Absolutely.
I've got a great idea.
Thank you.
A show that I meant to say it's a show that's not a real popular station.
Jimmy Stewart over there.
The station.
What I meant to say was
it's a station. It's not a popular station.
Everyone's doing your voice, Jim.
Yeah, I know. They pick on me. I know.
Listen, Aaron, you're going to go home and you'll be talking
to your mic.
I'm going to be practicing.
I was at the studio today.
Aaron, it is so great having you here.
Thank you. So much fun being with you guys.
Yeah, just one more plug for Ace. And even at the community shelter where I work, the homeless shelter, when we played the Saints, he came in and cooked an unbelievable shrimp and just great.
It's phenomenal.
He's a really good, authentic. You know,
if you ever have an event or looking for a chef,
a look for him.
He's amazing.
He's fun.
Ace Champion.
He's got a nice personality too. So
as
a
musician, he's phenomenal. Yeah. Aaron Davidson, our very special guest.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
This is great.
Thanks for coming in.
Let's keep doing this sometime. All right.
All right.
I mean, keep getting up at 4 a.m. and driving down for us.
Oh boy.
Oh, that was a resounding yes.
And safe travels with all your.
Wow.
Okay. Of course, I meant of course.
Yes.
Yes. I can't wait.
When you said, you didn't mean that. Aaron Davidson, thank you so much. Thanks for all our great guests today. And I will be in Two Rivers tonight for the Heart-O-Rama. Charlie Barron's will be there tomorrow night. Bill Jarts the next night. It's a great fundraiser to help out heart people. So thanks for being here, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Coming up on the show, we talk with the Milwaukee County Zoo about why it's important to keep the Endangered Species Act and all things sports with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.